It's another Ag News Update.
That's corrupting the programs and corrupting the people.
Oklahoma's Frank Lucas. More after this.
Countdown 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
Could a new farm bill eliminate the need for ad hoc funding? Former chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas.
If you want to eliminate ad hoc, we have a solid basic farm bill in the 2018 farm bill, which is based on the 2014 farm bill, using the principles of crop insurance to provide protection on price swings and on uncontrollable weather patterns. But it's a voluntary program. You go in and purchase the coverage you want. Yes, it's subsidized to make it viable, but you decide if you want to participate. You decide how much you want to participate, and then you know where you stand. By lowballing the funding of these programs in the funding process by the rest of Congress and the request from administrations, then we don't have enough dollars to make the programs function properly, and that's when you slide into this emergency relief program type stuff. We should not have to do this. We should address crop insurance and price protection straight up in the regular farm bill process, properly funded, and then we'd all know what the rules are for the next 5 years. We could all play by the rules, and we wouldn't have to go down and take a $50 spit test so we could prove that somebody in our genetic pool was classified as a minority by USDA so we could qualify.
It's another Ag News Update.